gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Friday, April the 12th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. The text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Got a breaking news story coming out of Lansing yesterday, as covered by MERS News Service. We're going to get into the full story in the next segment. I've been promising you all week that a breaking news story would be happening. Pretty interesting dynamic going on in Lansing over a lot of these political races. And this story has a lot to do with actually right here in northern Michigan. So you want to make sure you stay tuned to that. Text me your questions as we go through it. Greatly appreciate it. Want to remind you, May the 11th, I'll be attending, me and Vicky, along with Mark Farner and his wife, will be attending the Presque County Republican Party's Reagan Day dinner. It's going to be at the Posen Community Center in Posen. Tickets are $50 a person. This is a fundraising event for the party for the year. This is their way of raising money to help support their endorsed candidates to be successful on August 6th in the primary. Primary election is a party function. Republicans and Democrats go to the polls to vote for who they think the two candidate should be, Republicans picking one and Democrats picking the other to face off against each other in November's 5th general election. It is a party function. This is open to the general public, but it's a party function to select who they think the best candidate is to run to represent their party, giving him the best chances of winning that seat. This is not a popularity vote. This is not something that chooses the actual elected official. The Republicans run their candidates. The Democrats run their candidates. And whoever wins the August 6th primary face off against each other in the November 5th general election. Now, one interesting thing about the August 6th primary, you can't cross over back and forth between Republicans and Democrats. The tabulator machines will kick your ballot out. You'll be asked to mark another ballot. You have to stay on the Republican side or the Democrat side. you can't cross over. Historically, Democrats up here have one candidate. They're unopposed in the primary. They don't waste money challenging each other. They anoint a candidate and say, you're the person to represent our party, and you're unopposed on August 6th. So what they do is the Democrats then, with no reason to stay on their side of the ballot, cross over and play games in the Republican primary. They've been doing this for years in the state of Michigan. Personally, I think it's a flaw in our election laws. But it is what it is. And we have a breaking story to talk about in the next segment. Primary party elections on August 6th. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Yesterday after the show, I got in my car and drove down to Lansing to the Bureau of Elections, 430 West Allegan Street, there in Lansing, behind the Capitol. And I had an appointment at 345 I was actually early. I got there about 3:20. And I filed papers, paid the $100 fee, signed a affidavit of identity to run for the 104th House District as a Democrat. Maggie George, MERS News Service, called me and actually did a really good story, factual, based on everything I told her. She wrote a story in MERS News Service. She even contacted the current incumbent Republican, John Roth, from Traverse City to get comments from him. Trucker Randy running as a Democrat against John Roth. Conservative talk show host Trucker Randy Bishop is running as a Democrat in the 104th House District, currently held by State Representative John Roth, Republican from Interlochen, saying that if Michigan Democratic Party Chair LaVara Barnes lets him run without a primary opponent, he could save his resources for the general election to run as a, quote, JFK business Democrat, to bring really good, common sense, bipartisan bills to the floor, end quote. Bishop ran in State Senator John DeMoose's, Republican of Harbor Springs, current district, 37th, as a Democrat back in 2022, coming in third in a primary field of three with 5.77% of the Democratic vote to Jim Schmidt's 7.82%, followed by Barbara Conley, who earned 86.41% because primarily Governor Gretchen Whitmer endorsed her. By the way, that was the only race in the state of Michigan that Governor Whitmer endorsed. She did not endorse in any other state House races or state Senate races. She chose to endorse my opponent. I want to make sure that you give my phone number to LaVara Barnes and tell her I'm off the air every day, Monday through Friday at 12 noon, and I'd love to talk to her, Bishop told MERS News Service. Bishop hosts Your Defending Fathers, a show through the Patriot Voice Radio Network that is broadcast on 97.7 FM WCHY, Sheboygan. His LinkedIn profile says he is a proud traditional conservative American and is pulling the Republican Party to the right, far right, end quote, per his LinkedIn profile. However, when interviewed, Bishop labeled himself as a JFK Democrat. Bishop said he thinks he could go into the Democratic caucus room, lay forward his ideas, and that both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, would co-sponsor his bills. Bishop says he is most concerned with Michigan's business climate. Quote, I'm pretty confident my stuff would pass and we could actually improve the business climate here in the state of Michigan, said Bishop. Bishop said issues like abortion and gun control are over, quote unquote, since Democrats have passed gun control laws and abortion is codified into the Michigan state constitution. Why are we talking about the abortion pill? Why are we talking about in vitro fertilization? Governor Whitmer has beat this abortion horse to death. It's time that we start providing real business solutions that will fix our economy and bring people and jobs back to our state, Bishop said. Bishop also said it will take a Democratic state representative to introduce the business-oriented legislation to address issues, primarily focused on bringing manufacturing jobs back to Michigan. As an example, the monopoly that consumers in DTE Energy has on our electric grid. Bishop said that Michigan has some of the highest electric rates in the region, and it's causing us not able to compete for those large manufacturing factories. Well, the seat is safely Republican. And the Democratic State Party has never contributed to nor endorsed in that race. In 2022, the general election Democrat opponent, Kathy Albro, got no funding and no endorsements from the Michigan Democratic Party. With the House Republican Campaign Committee ramping up its efforts to win back the House, Bishop would be running as a Democrat, would be missing out on that slice of the political fundraising pie as well. Bishop said his choice to run isn't because of anything Roth has done or not done. He's not running explicitly to unseat Roth, but would like to conduct debates with the current state representative around the district to display their views to the voters and let the voters decide. Well, in contacting State Representative John Roth, he said he doesn't see the Democrats hitching a ride on Bishop's truck. Quote, "You never know what Randy's up to. It's always something new. If he wants to have a conversation about business, then I'm more than happy to sit down and talk with him," Roth said. Roth continues, saying he thinks that Bishop has guaranteed him another candidate in the Democratic primary. And John Roth is already facing a Republican primary opponent, Owen Suey, a 2023 Northwestern College graduate. Roth continued, "I've never been a big one for messing in other people's primaries or crossing the aisle on the ballot. Ideally, you will have the best two candidates in a race, one on each side, the strongest, the best of both parties, and then have the best candidates running and have the best ideas hopefully win," Ross says. "The stronger the two candidates are, the better. And having different ideas isn't all bad," end quote. Roth said all he can do at this point is campaign and run as hard as he can and hope that the voters send him back to Lansing. The Republican-based numbers for the 104th District in 2022, when Roth defeated the Democrat Kathy Albro, he got 61.2% of the Republican vote. Kathy Albro, she was at 38.8 as a Democrat. I want to thank Maggie George for a very honest, straightforward. She recorded the comments I made to her, and she got them absolutely correct. Great job. Why am I doing it? Well, there's six counties, folks, in the 104th district. It goes all the way down to Benzie, parts of Benzie, Manistee, parts of Wexford, most of Grand Traverse County, except for downtown Traverse City, parts of Kalkaska County, and Antrim County, except for Mancelona. Now, the Democrat Party, I fully expect, will scramble and find somebody to put up against me as a Democrat in this primary. I do not believe they will sit idly by for the next 11 days, April 23rd at 4 o'clock filing deadline, and allow me to be unopposed as a Democrat for that seat. They will put somebody up against me. But as of right now, nobody else has filed. And I did this early because I wanted to give them enough time to find a Democrat to file to run against me so that we could debate one another in the district. I'm willing to travel to the entire district anytime, any place, just kind of like Todd Smallenberg, willing to debate Cam Cavett anytime, any place, anywhere. I will debate the Democrat on my platform, which is to fix the state of Michigan. And as a state representative from Northern Michigan, we have the freedom to take on MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation, to take on Detroit Edison and Consumers Power. We can take on the lobbyists that would be fighting the things that need to be done to fix the state of Michigan. And I'm confident that I can beat any Democrat on a debate stage. And if they weren't politically biased in picking a quote-unquote real Democrat that supports abortion and gay rights and electric vehicles and electric battery plants, windmills, solar panel farms, they could actually have a candidate that would be talking about issues that the people of Michigan truly care about. Fixing our roads, lowering the cost of electricity, lowering the cost of car insurance, fixing our public schools that are failing. There are things that could be done from a legislative standpoint if the Democrats would just listen. And that's basically why I filed, to get them to listen. And if they don't want to listen, then LeVar Burns, with all due respect, recruit somebody to run against me in the Democrat Party primary on August 6th. Because if you don't find somebody to run against me, and I'm unopposed, I'm your candidate. I'll be on the ballot on November 5th against probably John Roth. And honestly, I would love the opportunity to have town hall meetings in all of these six counties with John. I like John. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for years. I do not have a problem with anything he's either done or not done legislatively in Lansing, other than the fact that he has not addressed the real problems the state has that needs to be fixed. Because the Republicans are not in the majority, he's been putting forward foo-foo bills, antique cars, license plates, and things like that. In my opinion, a complete waste of time doing nothing to fix the economy from a business standpoint. So we'll see if the Democrats do allow me to run unopposed to be their candidate against John Roth, or absolutely not. We're going to find a Democrat to file against him and run against him, and he will be challenged. We'll have to wait and see. Political strategies, folks. Sometimes you got to think outside the box. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.